Hey, Marissa.
Hey, John, I'm sorry about that. My reminder did not show up on my computer.
Oh, that's okay.
Do you have time right now?
I have about 15 minutes.
Okay, well, we can do what we can for now and then continue tomorrow if needed.
Okay, sure. Sounds good. Give me one second. I'm just finishing up an email.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right, so I see that we have the new Bria keys here. So I guess we can just walk through one pairing, I guess, or making one VCC with the new line with the
Okay, we can do that.
Okay. All right, let me make a join me then. Okay, let me get you the code. Okay, are you ready for the code?
Yes.
Okay, it's 869 918
Okay.
809.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay. So let me just use someone that's going to be here. Okay, so why don't we do Ron Seidel, Jr., this guy. Okay. Okay. Can you walk me through just from the beginning?
Yes, we can do that. So what we probably want to do first is pick a phone number. So go to channels
Okay.
and just pick anything that says available.
Oh, okay. So this one?
Yeah, just double click on the line.
Okay.
And then put in the person's name as the channel.
Okay.
And in addition, but it's already done, you see where it says IVR script transfer to agent and also check the box this channel's enabled.
Yes.
So those are two additional steps. And what you also want to do is link channel to agent, but we can't do that yet because we haven't set it up. So copy that phone number.
This one?
Yes.
It's a 323 number.
Oh, wait, you're supposed to use 858, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I could have sworn I changed. Are those, did they add 323 numbers?
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm gonna tell them to change it.
What about these right here?
Yes,
it says
you can
disable.
Use them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So this I'll change to the name. And then copy this number.
Yes, and then also where it says IVR script, select the one transfer to agent.
Transfer to agent, okay.
And also this channel
enable.
Is enabled. Yes,
okay.
And save it.
Okay.
Now I want you to go to outbound phone codes.
Okay.
And hit add. And then select active and put in his name.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. And then primary language is English.
Primary language, English, okay.
And then hit save. And then for codes, click add. This is where you set the caller ID.
Okay.
So for menu and report, just put outbound for both.
For menu text and report text?
Yeah, for report text, put outbound.
Okay.
And then for short code, I use OB. And then also, click on active on the far left.
Okay.
And then calling line identifier, click on that.
Okay.
Okay, and then look. It's probably on the bottom. I forgot the person's name.
Ron Sadel? No, it's not here.
Increase that.
Okay. So save it after I select it?
Yes.
Okay.
And then hit save. Oh, wait. And do Q. Oh, so sorry. Go back to codes.
Okay.
And on Qs, select Ron.
So on Qs, I select Ron.
Or, you know, I don't think we set that up yet. No, we didn't. It's okay. Don't worry.
Okay.
It's just that you have to do... It's kind of scattered. So now I want you to go to outbound phone codes.
Okay, should I save this?
Or you had already clicked save.
Okay,
but it's always safe to do it again, just in case.
Yeah, so go back to outbound code list.
Go to... Or hold on. Or go back to codes. Right.
This thing?
Right. Codes tab between properties and translations. Right. Left.
Oh, short code?
Okay. You see where it says properties, codes, translation, and assignments?
Properties, code. Okay.
Yeah, click there.
Okay.
Click on Q. Is he on there? Did we do that yet?
No.
No? Okay, so we have to do that next. So click on outbound phone codes. No. Qs. We need to go to Qs. Sorry. So it's okay. You can disregard that. We have to create that first. So go to Qs.
Okay.
And then hit outbound phone. You want to add that.
Okay.
And then put the name.
Okay.
And voice recording 100%. And then hit save.
Okay.
And we haven't created the agent yet. So now go back to transaction codes.
Transaction.
On the left.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Outbound.
Outbound phone queue?
Yeah.
Code?
Yeah.
That's pretty complicated.
I know, it's like all over the place. You're going to be very valuable there, Jaw.
If I can ever get this down.
So scroll down to Ron.
Okay. Yeah.
And double click.
Okay.
And then go to codes. And where it says Q, double click and select run. It's probably at the bottom.
Okay.
And save. Okay, now let's create. Ron is the agent.
So go to agents?
Yes.
So basically, I have to, I created the outbound phone code first, and then the channel. Or no, we didn't even do channel, right? We just said queue.
Oh, you did channels. Well, we partially did it because you needed to look there first to see what number you were going to use.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So I go to channel to see what phone number I want to use, and I just copy that.
And then after that, and then after that, you should do the queue, outbound queue, but we didn't do it that way.
Okay.
And then after queue, you do outbound phone codes, which is for the caller ID.
Okay, outbound phone codes. Okay, for the caller ID.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then you can go to agents. So now you want to click for the add button.
Is it okay if I haven't created this email address yet?
Yeah, so it's okay.
Just a placeholder?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then William likes to use capital letters for users.
Like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then agent group is Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff. Okay.
And hit save. And then go to the phone tab.
Okay.
And this is where you put the phone number you want to ring or the BRIA.
Right here. Is this where?
On the left. See where it says workplace.
Workplace
story?
SIP. Okay.
That's either put. That's if he's using BRIA.
.com. Is it .com or 01 for here?
.com.
Just .com, right? Okay, cool. And then we'll do his. Wait. Okay, I have like 1 minute left.
Okay, we'll be fast. Automatic call recordings, change. Okay, do that. Okay.
Okay.
So like the, she's probably on the bottom. You see Ron? There it is, up a little bit.
Oh, right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then outbound phone code, select Ron. And we're right up, yeah.
Okay. Ron. Okay.
And then... call recordings, all 100, change all the zeros to 100. And then agent access numbers and voicemails, enable in IVR, and you want to give him an extension. So check those. And
I'll make sure that.
You can always change it later if he doesn't want that.
Okay.
And then enable agent voicemail.
Okay.
Hit save. And then queues, make sure he's assigned to his outbound queue.
To his outbound queue?
Yes.
Right here?
There it is. Mm-hmm. Good. Save. And that's it.
Okay. Cool.
So, all right. Do you want me...
All right.
Do you want
me to do it tomorrow?
Yes. Checking my schedule right now.
Okay. Just can you just email me whatever you have available?
I'm going to make some time, don't worry. All right, shoot, I have to take this. Great. Is 2 o'clock okay? Because I have to take a training class at... You know what? I don't want to take it. I'm just going to say I'm busy. So. I'm busy. I have an appointment with you. Is 8:30 okay?
8:30, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I'll schedule an hour for us because I just want to make sure... You know, that's plenty of time, but I'd rather be on the safe side.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thank you.
You could just send me a meeting request.
Yes, I'll do that right now.
Sounds good.
Okay, bye. Bye.